impacts the budget, but more importantly, the actual operation of the conflict itself. The events in the past week, we believe, bear out this concern. Although prepared for the announcement, the GOP complaints were pointed up by Secretary of Defense yesterday that U.S. troops will be bolstered by 21,000. The committee majority, while recognizing the inevitable need for more funds, finance stepped up fighting, said there was no urgency about the extra money. Said the Defense Department has a staggering total on hand for various uses could be diverted. In general, the bill gave President Johnson about what he asked. Scattered cuts were mostly offset by scattered increases. The latter including $133 million. So now what do I say about that when I'm asked?
Well, in the first place, I haven't yet fully read it. I just walked in the office from the foreign correspondence.
UPI 120.
I've got the bill and the report, which just came out this morning on my desk. And I don't think, Mr. President, any defense bill in recent years has ever gone through the Appropriations Committee with a little change. It's absolutely fantastic. We even got STEP approved.
Yeah, but they say that you ought to have more.
Well, the answer is we don't need more.
Well, they say you've got more men going out.
I answered yes, but we don't have more men than we planned for in the budget. The number of men we have is the number of men we planned for in the budget. We had to feed the men, house them, equip them. We have to do it whether in the United States or in South Vietnam. To the extent that they consume more in South Vietnam and was planned for their consumption in the budget, we may, before the end of the fiscal year, have to ask for a supplement. We don't need it now. We have ample funds to provide whatever they are consuming.
In light of the President's decision to escalate the war.
Well, I don't know that you made any decision to escalate the war. In any case, this question came up at my press conference yesterday, and I answered it there, not in relation to the Republicans of today, because they hadn't made their statement yesterday. But the question frequently comes up, do we need more in the budget for 66? The answer is not now. We may later, depending upon what happens in the next 13 months. We can't estimate what that'll be at this time. We have emergency provisions under the law that allow us to spend in excess of the amounts appropriated if we need it. We will utilize those emergency provisions if and when required.
Now, McGovern says that the war has taken a very dangerous new turn with the commitment of large land forces to a combat mission. These guerrillas have lived 20 years off the countryside. They've fought largely with captured weapons. Their strength is they're part of the people, the terrain which they fight. And how long will it take for some people to realize that bombing Hanoi or Peking will have little or no effect on the guerrilla forces fighting 1,000 miles away in the jungle?
Well, bombing won't have any effect, and the added men are undesirable. What in the hell do we do? Get out? I just spent 2.5 hours with the foreign correspondents, France, Italy, England, Germany, Switzerland, and Israel. And when I finished, I took a half an hour to go around the table and say, all right, now I've told you my views, you tell me your views. There wasn't a single one of them there that when pressed had any program other than the one we're following. The Frenchman was the only one who had any real criticism, and he said we weren't taking account of the experience of Frenchmen in South Vietnam. That's the only thing he had to say.
Well, aren't we?
Well, hell, I think we are, Mr. President, but it's a tiny thing in any case. I know whenever I went out there, I always talked to the French consul, and I know Max does, but he said the rubber planters.
Sender said that instead of continuing bombing, we have taken advantage of the forthcoming Afro-Asian conference, we should, in Algiers to encourage discussions with the Viet Cong leaders.
Well, this is a new tack. First of all, you didn't say what the objective was, then we wouldn't tell them what the strategy was, and then we should have stopped bombing and had the pause, and we should have been ready for negotiation. Now the theme is that the whole problem is we haven't talked to the Viet Cong. This is becoming more and more the dominant theme and criticism, and I think we're going to have to answer that.
And how are we?
Well, this is a problem for states to deal with, but I think the answer is that they are they are a creature of the North Vietnamese, and the North Vietnamese, as their parent, are the ones that we're trying to deal with to get their wayward child to stop what he's doing.
Would you say it's just like asking the Viet Cong and the Vietnam to negotiate Mississippi?
Yeah, I think so. It's a reasonable analogy.
Okay, goodbye.
Well, Mr. President, one other thing I just want to tell you. Unless you see some reason not to, I'm planning to have dinner with Jackie tonight in New York. I can do something on that front. If I can't on Bobby, I confess the failure on the latter, but I have been able to do a little on the other.
I sure hope so.
Yeah, I think so. I think I can.
If you got any other good things, you want me to tell you something confidentially, I wish you'd put it in after your second drink when you're thinking you have some influence.
Okay.
I would sure urge her to keep the Goodman down here to help us. I think they're getting some encouragement to move him away, and we need him more than we need nearly anybody except you. He's a very, very close in there. He's in and out of there. You're aware of, you know that they, she has some influence, right?
I know that, yeah. Yeah, I do know that, and I will. By the way, I did tell these foreign newsmen of the poll. I didn't tell them the figures, but I did tell them the ratios. And I told them that I knew how popular your policies were in this country, but even I was surprised at these very high figures.